yellow building over to your left-hand side is the Grand Hotel Europa, a great example of the graceful, decorative Art Nouveau style that was popular at the start of the 20th century. Notice the gilded statues along the top. The hotel's cafe is particularly impressive, and we'll see some other examples of this architectural style later in the tour. In complete contrast, to the left of the Europa is probably one of the ugliest buildings in Prague. The Krohn department store was opened under the communists. It has a disco on the top floor, which gives you some great views across the city. And if you're up there, you don't have to look at the building itself, of course. If you want a better example of communist brutalist architecture, then have a look at the Hotel Yalta on this left-hand side of the square, but further up again towards the museum. More interestingly, opposite the Grand Hotel Europa is the Palace Lucerna, one of a number of indoor shopping arcades around the square, which is slowly being restored to its former glory. If you now turn to look in the opposite direction with your back to the museum, all the way down at the end of the square on the right-hand corner, you'll see the Palace Coruna. With its elegant, clean lines and light gilt ornamentation, this is another good example of the art.